my workman. Well, anyway.
Did you say prod pole?
A prod pole.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hot shot is what they call it now.
Mm-hmm.
Hot shot. I don't know why my mind is so down today. But anyhow, it was a long pole, wooden pole, and they had it all wired up, you know, and it had a railroad spike, a nail, that's what you call a big nail spike, in the end of it, so that it would have something for the electricity to go through, and mm-hmm. it was wired up, sort of a crude thing, but they used it, and it worked, and it was hot. So we had a Negro man that worked cattle. His name was Bill, and he laughed all the time. He liked to laugh. Everything was funny. So somebody accidentally was shocked with this thing, and he was laughing about it. But previous to that, they decided they'd play a joke on him. And we had the camp under these two trees, big oak trees, and had a long bench built out there, and the cook was working. And it was lots of activity around there. And they had a small water keg, and they had a tin cup, and it was attached to a wire to keep from, they just dangle it down. Well, they hooked this electricity up to this wire on this cup, and Bill went over there to get a drink, and he was laughing about whoever it was that had been shocked previously. And he picked up this cup and dipped it in that water. And about the time he said, and it like to got me too. And they shot the juice to it. And he threw that cup of water up and jumped about 2 feet in the air. And you talk about, like, everybody thought it was funny. We've talked about this for years, about how Bill liked, it like to got me too. So that particular thing I remember. But I also recall... getting back to the dipping bag, I guess because I was impressed with what Mother did. She would bake cake and we'd take down there in the evening to give them a treat, mm-hmm. you know, with their coffee. And I recall going down there. It wasn't too far from where we lived, and it wasn't a big trip or anything, but she'd see to it that they all had something, some goodies to eat, mm-hmm. you know, because it was long, hot work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
that heat.
It's hot.
What about the various meals? What names did you give to those? Like
breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Breakfast, dinner, and supper. And that would be whether you were having in the house or out on the range or whatever.
Well, they just say camp dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have any other meal, but the noon meal, anyway.
And in the evening, of course, I guess you'd be back home by the evening.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. late. You'd be back in time for supper.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. what I was trying to supper.
Okay. Let's see. Were there any things that you can remember, any other stories or anecdotes you can remember that your father told you?
Well, some of the stories, he and his brother liked to go hog hunting over on McFadden Ranch, which was across the San Antonio River from us, and they'd stay gone like 2 weeks. I don't know whether it took them that long to find something or whether what they did if they killed something. I'm sure they had a sled that they brought whatever they killed back. But sometimes they would
use the term sled a couple of times. Do you want to describe what you mean by
Well, I would say it's a board about a 2x6 board that's turned up edgewise, and the front ends are cut off into a rounded sort of thing, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they nail boards across it, and they fix a bridle thing on it with maybe wire or chain. And they would hook their rope to that and drag it.
Mm-hmm.
That was
it had no wheels.